members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll get those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the New Hampshire Wildcats, Sean McDonald. Good morning, Coach McDonald.
Hey, Rob. How we doing?
We're doing just fine. You guys, like a lot of teams, go on the road in some tough weather conditions on Saturday and pick up a hard-fought 21-7 victory at Towson. Give me your breakdown of the game.
Well, it was a different type of game. You know, two of the quarters was against the gale force winds, you know, and you had to be do a really good job of running the football into the wind. I think you had to do a great job of stopping the running into the wind and stopping the run. And I thought we did a pretty good job on both sides of the ball doing that for the most part. Our defense played better. We did a very good job of creating some things. We, you know, scored on an interception, scored on a fumble recovery. Two of those plays are huge to have on the defensive side of the ball. If you have one, your chances increase, but to have two was a pretty good deal. I thought we did a pretty good job of slowing down their run game, but I also think at the same time we got lucky. You know, a couple of their guys were open and they missed shots on them. It was a game where I thought we played extremely hard, and we had to win on the road against a pretty good Towson team.
Talk about those two touchdowns. One, Prince Smith is a guy who's been making plays for you all year and returns the interception, but you couldn't have probably expected a 39-yard return from your big lineman, Ryan Sosnak.
No, I didn't. I don't think too many guys did. It's his first career touchdown ever in any sport event. You know, it was good to see him do a couple of things and our team do. You know, we got a good pressure on the quarterback, good hit on the quarterback by Ryan Farrell. Ball dropped down to Brown, something we work on all the time, you know, scooping and scoring. We call it a country ball. It's wide open space. He bent down, did a nice job. He's a good athlete for a big guy. Scooped and ran. And the other thing, I thought our defensive linemen, in particular Cam Shorey, Ricky Holt, did a great job, and Kyle Reiser did a great job of blocking for him and making sure that the guys couldn't catch him from behind, and more importantly, guys with angles. So it was a pretty good team effort getting in the end zone for Sosnak.
How good is this defense playing? You've touched on it a little bit, but you've three of the last four people under 250, and the exception is JMU, where you did a really good job against the running game, and they beat you a little bit on the pass, but no TDs allowed against Towson, only 191 yards. How well is this group playing, especially over the past month or so?
We're getting better. We're getting better. You know, I think one of the things that happens in these games is that we're controlling the ball possession a little bit better. You know, in the third quarter, I think we had 11. I mean, the fourth quarter, I think we had 11 minutes of possession time. Kept them off the field. We're a little bit ahead. You know, that helps take a lot of pressure off the defense when we might have some time and go. The other thing we're doing, I think we're tackling a little bit better than we did last year. You know, our after sitting back after a year or so and looking at what happened last year to us in the run game, you know, we made a conscious effort to figure out how we would be better off stopping the run. Now we got to just make sure that we're continuing to keep our eyes where they need to be in the secondary so we can stop the play action pass and some of the pass stuff.
We're here with New Hampshire head coach Sean McDonald. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. I'm switching to the offensive side of the ball, and Trevor Knight, 100 yards passing, not his biggest passing day, but 64 on the ground and included TD. And how tough is it to play quarterback on a day like you had on Saturday, and how did you think he handled it?
He handled it very well. You know, the funny thing, the one interception he threw, we had it with the wind. And I was trying to throw a whole ball from a corner route, and the ball just took off and sailed. And, you know, he threw it, and the thing just clawed him and took off. And unfortunately for us, it was picked off. You know, it was funny. He did a pretty good job into the wind throwing the football. We had one, you know, long pass fade ball that he threw up there, and the wind caught a little bit, but we still had a chance to catch it. So he handled it pretty well. I think his legs helped him out in moving around scrambling, and I think he did a pretty good job of knowing what we wanted to do during the game, where we wanted to go with the ball.
Also, another solid performance from your tailback, Dalton Dawson, 83 yards, and especially in the fourth quarter, seemed like he's been doing this throughout the season, is just able to run the ball hard and allow pick up first downs and allow your team to kind of salt away a lot of games in the fourth quarter.
Yes, he's done a very good job of running the football. You know, he's a great, good size back, and he's really put together well, and he did a hell of a job, I thought, of seeing some seams, making cuts, not trying to dance too much, and then hit it up in there and get some extra yards. You know, carried the ball, carried some guys with him. I was really pleased that he found some seams and did a nice job in the fourth quarter for us. Again, kept us off the field. You know, it was huge. We had two drives in the third quarter that, you know, we didn't get anything out of, but, you know, both were from our five inside our 10-yard line. We got three first downs in one thing and two in the other. Took some time off the clock and got us a little bit better field position when we were putting into the win.
Doesn't get easier on your schedule this week as you host Stony Brook, a team that is undefeated in CAA football play and has really been solid on both sides of the ball. As you've had a chance to look at them a little bit on film, what impressed you?
Well, first of all, you know, looking on the offensive side of the ball, you know, again, Stacy Bedell, he's something special. And with the other guy, 23, Jordan Goins there, and there they got a really good mix of fast, quick, and strong, and then big, fast, and strong. Their offensive line is, again, a physical offensive line. Paris just starts the whole thing up there. Their tight ends are huge, 250, 260. They knock people off the ball and do a great job. I love Ray Bolden. The kid killed us last year. The addition of Sherm Alston has helped them an awful lot. So their offense, you know, can be very, very productive with the run play action, and then some double move passes and thing. Then you start looking at defensively, Rob. And I mean, they don't skip a beat. And, you know, they are relentless over there on the defensive side of the ball. They play downhill. They give you multiple looks, and they come after you. They tackle well. They run to the football extremely well. You know, I mean, Beverett and Lawless and Haggard are really, really good. Woods in the secondary is extremely good. You know, I know up front they've been banged up a little bit. Thompson, who's played for them up there, is an all-conference player for them. You know, they have a team on the defense that understands their scheme. They do a lot of different stuff. And you just watch it on tape. You know, every year that you see them, they have a great scheme, and their kids know what they're doing from multiple looks. So, really, my hat goes off to the way they play on the defensive side of the ball.
When you look at their numbers on Saturday, and I'm sure you watched the Delaware film, 13 tackles for loss, and now they've gone 2 weeks, I guess, now without losing allowing a touchdown. But their defensive backs seem to be, are they as aggressive as anybody as far as, you know, whether it's blitzing or just, like you said, attacking?
Well, their safeties are extremely good, you know, and Beverett is a rover linebacker, whatever they got him at. He's another athletic kid who can play close to the ball and get there, you know. Pert's good. Wood's good. You know, I mean, you just watch them, and their corners are long and athletic, and, you know, they can cover some ground. So by putting people in the box and attacking the way they do, their safeties make plays, and their corners are good enough to stay care of your one-on-one receivers.
Before I let you go, you've been around this league just a few years. The league race right now, 16 is within the game of the league. You guys in Stony Brook among them. Just kind of give me your take in this race to this point in the season.
You're breaking up, Rob. I didn't catch all that, man.
No, I was just talking about it. I said you've been around for a few years. The league race right now with 6 teams within a game in the league. Have you ever seen anything like it? And give me your take on the league race at this point.
Yeah, I've seen it. You know, I mean, over the years, there's been a lot of different teams with one loss and two loss, and there's always a couple teams at the outliers. You know, these next 3 weeks have always been the best weeks in the CAA. It's getting to November. You're starting to separate, you know, the who's and the can'ts and the what's, and you watch these teams play, you know, and you watch how a team like Maine has been building all year. You watch how Stony Brook, who knocked off, you know, a extremely talented Richmond team early in the season and then has been getting better slowly as the year's going on. You expected it from Richmond, as obviously you expected it from JMU, you know. So you keep watching these teams just keep climbing and fighting, you know. That's what makes this league so great, that it gets to this time of year and there's a lot of guys still with some, you know, some things in the fire, irons in the fire, that make it a really, really fun way to end the year.
All right, Coach Mack, thanks always for your time this morning, and looking forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, take care, Rob.
All right, take care.